Russia's leader says he's still open to diplomacy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
But I want to repeat that Russia's interests and the security of our people are an indisputable priority.
This is lawmakers there give Vladimir Putin formal authority to use military force outside Russia with his troops now in eastern Ukraine.
And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
President Biden acting along with our allies, punishing Russia. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
And Dave, Australia and Japan have joined the US and Europe in announcing sanctions on Russia.
They're behaving like thugs and bullies.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his country would join the US in targeting President Putin's inner circle. Britain's Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says more penalties could follow.
We are very clear that if President Putin escalates, we, the international community, will escalate our sanctions.
But Ukraine insists tougher sanctions are needed now. Dave.
And Simon, on top of those sanctions,
President Biden also authorized additional U.S. forces already stationed in Europe to deploy to nearby Baltic states.
Well, that's Fox's Caroline Shively. They'll go to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all NATO members. There's a manhunt across Florida for a former U.S. soldier turned registered sex offender, Gregory Medema, who's believed to be the gunman who shot a Taylor County Sheriff's deputy last night, taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Nearly 2 years after Breonna Taylor was shot dead in a police raid in Louisville, Kentucky, and now former officer Brett Hankinson's trial starts today.
He's charged with wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment of one of Breonna Taylor's neighbors during a botched narcotics raid on March 13, 2020. His shots did not hit Taylor, but he is the only officer charged in the case.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In Louisiana, two Jefferson Parish sheriff's deputies have been fired, charged with manslaughter for killing an unarmed man in his SUV last week during a confrontation. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
He's charged as an adult, but there's a debate about where the student who is charged in the deadly shooting at his high school last year should be housed awaiting trial.
The question, should Ethan Crumbly be in an adult jail or a juvenile facility? He faces 24 counts, including murder for the shootings last November at Oxford High School. Prosecutor Kelly Collins called housing with children a teenager who shot other kids
entirely inappropriate and against the interests of justice.
Crumbly's attorney, Paulette Lofton, said supervision at a juvenile facility is better than being alone in jail.
And for someone who has mental health issues, isolation is horrific.
The judge will examine additional evidence before issuing a written ruling sometime next week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Crumbly's parents, James and Jennifer, also remain jailed, charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of letting their son have access to a gun and ignoring signs he was dangerous. A wide majority of prosecutors in Los Angeles County, California, say they support an effort to recall and oust District Attorney George Gascon. Now, his critics say he is soft on crime and progressive policies, and this is adding to that.
Gascon tried a transgender child sex abuser as a juvenile for assaulting a 10-year-old. Fox News obtaining a disturbing recording of Hannah Tubbs, who was 17 at the time of the incident, laughing about the lenient sentence. Listen to this.
I won't have to register one for nothing.
So what are they going to do to you then?
Nothing.
Now, according to some staffers, Gascon knew about the recording weeks before it was released, but Gascon and his advisor deny the claim, while the deputy DA says the advisor is lying.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. On Wall Street, there could be a rebound from selling that got worse yesterday in the Russia-Ukraine drama when the Dow plunged 482 points. But this morning, futures are rising, so are most overseas markets. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.